USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump's legal team lost again. A federal appeals court in Philadelphia Friday rejected the campaign's latest effort to challenge the state's election results. The three-judge panel are all Republican appointees, including Judge Stefanos Bibas, who was appointed by Trump. He wrote for the panel, quote, "Calling an election unfair does not make it so. Charges require specific allegations and then proof. We have neither here." Trump's lawyers vowed to appeal to the Supreme Court. South Dakota became the latest state to see at least one COVID-19 death for every 1,000 residents. The country also surpassed 13 million coronavirus cases. The tally comes as a new study from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates about 1 in 8 coronavirus infections nationwide were reported. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The United Kingdom is making sure the world's biggest tech companies are not dominating their country. Lance Pride with details from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantaged consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
An Iranian scientist named by the West as the leader of the Islamic Republic's disbanded military nuclear program was killed Friday in an ambush on the outskirts of Tehran. Iran's foreign minister alleged the killing of the scientist bore serious indications of an Israeli role but did not elaborate. Israel, long suspected of killing several Iranian nuclear scientists a decade ago, declined to immediately comment. The killing risked further raising tensions across the Mideast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Many states are taking action against the new surge in COVID-19 cases. Tim Burke has details from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau.
Many states are reimposing restrictions on bars and restaurants due to a surge in coronavirus cases. Beginning Monday, November 30th at 12:01 a.m., restaurants and bars in Nashville will be limited to a maximum of 50% capacity with social distancing. Steve Smith owns a honky-tonk bar in Nashville. He reacts to those restrictions.
There's a lot of people that's not going to be able to survive with these restrictions. And it's getting really bad in Nashville. It's going to be a lot of people that's suffering with losing jobs and everything else. People that are just getting started and it's been open for a few years, I really feel for them in small businesses. Just as far as getting started in bars and restaurants, and bars and restaurants has got picked on the hardest.
That audio courtesy of Fox News from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau. I'm Tim Berg.
In California, Los Angeles County dropped a new stay-home order that banned most gatherings but stopped short of a full shutdown on retail stores and other non-essential businesses. The three-week safer-at-home order takes effect Monday. The county has set a threshold for issuing the stay-home order, a daily average of 4,500 cases over a five-day period. The five-day average of new cases reported Friday was more than 4,700. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.